Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Last week, we discussed House Bill 342, a bill to break up the current Commissioner of Political Practices office, shifting the administrative duties to the Secretary of State and the enforcement duties to the Attorney General. The impetus for the bill comes from a belief by Republicans that the office is too highly politicized to govern fairly. The bill had its first hearing on Friday before the House Judiciary Committee, and the amount of fireworks made it feel like the 4th of July. Representative Derek Skies introduced his bill and fired the opening shot across the bow of current Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, who was in the room. That set the tone, and Modell spent the rest of the hearing acting alternately as star witness and Republican punching bag. At issue was the perception by many that Modell has used his position to persecute Republicans while at the same time providing cover for Democrats. Skies also pointed out that this office, unlike other government agencies, gets to act as judge, jury, and executioner. The commissioner files the charges, decides the guilt or innocence of the person charged, and assesses the penalty. It was pointed out that anyone who disagrees with the commissioner's findings can appeal to the district court, but that usually becomes an exercise in cutting one's losses. Do they pay the fine and accept the commissioner's guilty verdict, or hire an attorney and pay for the cost of a trial? Since many of those who get crosswise with the commissioner are political novices who just wanted to run for office and make a difference, they're beaten down and dejected by the time the fine is levied. Most of these folks choose to cut their losses, pay the fine, and leave politics forever, believing there really is no way to make a difference. Throughout the hearing, Republicans pounded on the fact that Modell, who's a Democrat, has never filed charges against a Democrat candidate, only Republicans. Democrats on the committee objected repeatedly to the line of questioning, but Republicans smelled blood. Many of them had been the targets of Modell's investigations and were going to milk this hearing for all it was worth. Lots of time was spent on the current case of Representative Brad Chita, who during the last election cycle filed an ethics complaint against Governor Bullock for using the state plane for campaigning and other personal business. After months of inaction, Chita wrote a letter to fellow legislators informing them of the charges and accusing Modell of burying the complaint until after the election. Modell, in a public interview, accused Chita of breaking confidentiality and threatened to throw him in jail. Chita responded by filing a federal lawsuit against the commissioner, which is still working its way through the courts. In a previous lawsuit, a federal judge berated Modell for acting as judge, jury, and executioner, and so the saga continues. The main thing to come out of the hearing is that the office is highly politicized. Modell is loved by Democrats and hated by Republicans. That could change if a highly partisan Republican were ever appointed to the office. Clearly, something needs to be done. All of the power should never be placed in the hands of one individual, because as Lord Acton said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.